Moving over to
Oh my god. Flight 93 redirect.
Hey Megan.
Oh my.
Nice.
This is God Is Dead, the podcast about the worst content on the internet.
The Your Pants Challenge.
We're not just telling these stories for nothing.
Yeah, the gay potion.
It's to answer one simple question.
Is this all proof that God has abandoned us?
Or are we going to be okay?
Chillfully thus far.
9/11 episode. Yeah, what a tribute.
No, the comments if you think 9/11 was wrong, because we do as well. Not to put opinions in your mouth, but we think it was bad, and we don't think 9/11 is something businesses and brands should be using for their gain.
Absolutely not.
Thankfully, we have April here, who also thinks 9/11 was pretty bad, guys.
Huge L.
April, you might know from her TikTok or from her new podcast, Two Fair Maidens.
Yeah, we're living in like the fucking the dystopian wasteland, and we're experiencing man-made horrors beyond our comprehension. But is it bad? I get to watch funny video.
I get funny. I get laugh. I get to have 8 hours of blue light exposure every day.
Every
and then I
day.
Try to fall asleep and I have nightmares about my stepfather.
It's worth it. It's so worth it.
So good.
All right, let's talk some 9/11 content because it happens every freaking year. God Is Dead. Recap.
Miracle mattress.
Yeah, this is one of those things that comes around every single year. You get a new 9/11 blunder where somebody thinks it's going to be a great idea to use 9/11 to market whatever the thing it is that they sell. And one year, we had Miracle Mattress.
Well, Miracle Mattress were unique because they didn't take the sort of, you know, fresh in our memories approach where it's sort of like trying to be nice but being out of line and inappropriate. Theirs was just straight up inappropriate.
Right out the gate.
Yeah. Yeah,
pretty much reenacted 9/11, but instead of falling onto the New York streets, they fell onto their miracle mattresses.
Yeah, we'll play a little bit of the ad here.
What better way to remember 9/11 than with the Twin Tower sale? Right now, you can get any size mattress for a twin price. Store-wide sale all day long. Oh my God. We'll never forget.
What better way to celebrate 9/11 than with a Twin Towers sale? That was the pitch. Obviously, they were left to their own devices. I think they were like a franchise within the Miracle Mattress company. Miracle Mattress were infuriated. So was the whole country of America. She had to jump on the news, that girl, and say, you know, it's Miracle Mattress. We make miracles. This is never meant to happen.
Crying, sobbing.
Genuinely said that. Like, it's... Well, look, it doesn't matter if you make miracles in the mattress because you made this ad. And I don't know if the two planes in this video were reprimanded, the guys who detonated the mattress towers. I don't know. But... no surprise, it didn't go down well with anyone.
We've got more.
So much more.
God Is Dead, 9/11 special.
$9.11.
Oh, they always do this, don't they? They see the numbers and they think that's the price.
What is it about, like, seriously, if you were someone whose dad died in 9/11 and you were walking down the street, and you saw a $9.11 foot long or something, would you stop and salute and be like, thanks for that?
Immediate moment of
hand smacks into head like a magnet, you know? Would that be the reaction?
Completely. Yeah. I'd take the hot dogs, turn them perpendicular and just like...
This is the thing. I don't understand if like people think, oh, this is a way to show respect. A way to show respect is to just fucking say, I am so sorry or something like that, right?
Yeah. Not slap a sail onto it.
Hard disagree, but continue.
Let me benefit from 9/11 too.
Now like, that's respect.
That's, yeah. Let me make some money while you cry. Like, I don't know. What better way to cure your 9/11 blues than to buy something?
That's why we've partnered with BP.
Yeah. So this is just a screenshot.
9/11 sure was a sticky situation. Here at Cold Rock Creamery.
Here at Qantas.
We're flying high into your hearts.
Oof. Yeah. These are things that wouldn't be out of line for brands. We've just seen with the Miracle Mattress thing. We may think that's hypothetical and hyperbolous.
Yeah.
It's not, right? This morning, literally, I saw a screenshot of someone's massive cleavage on my newsfeed.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, hell yeah.
Let's go, boobs.
I thought, hell yeah. That's boobs. And there's two of them.
That's boobs AF.
Then I saw a model plane in the boobs.
No.
A model plane in the boobs.
No.
So here's the pic without the caption.
Oh, that's... Oh. Wow. Wow. All right. So it's like a plane that's taken a nosedive into like double E cleavage.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And no face. And this person's account, and this could be fake, it is a screenshot, but let's assume it's real. dropping the price of my OnlyFans to $9.11 for the rest of the day to honor the victims. Oh, American flag emoji.
Is that even a good deal?
Well, here's the thing about OnlyFans. From what I understand, there's like an entry fee, and you might think that that doesn't actually give you access to everything. Yeah. Like there's the, hey, it's only $5, and you go, oh, wow. It's not like necessarily $5 a week. It's sort of like $5 to get in and then maybe see like a certain tier of things. And then if you pay like the higher prices, you see the higher premium sort of content.
You'll pay for services.
I'm not an OnlyFans user, but like maybe that's a decent deal if she's famous or, you know, but either way, we didn't need the plane and the titties.
No.
Like,
I think we can all agree that was definitely not needed.
I'm just going
to
play.
And sorry, just to be clear, it was to honor the victims. So again, if your dad's dead from 9/11 and you see the titties with a plane and you're like, dude, thanks for thinking of me today. Maybe. I don't know.
Thanks for doing your service.
Yeah.
What's the link so I know to never go there?
Well, it's actually been scribbled out.
Okay.
Her username. So we can't actually go and check
so
it out.
She didn't even get the advertising from it.
Well, no, this is presumably, yeah, this screenshot's decided this person doesn't need more clout, but presumably people probably retweeted the raw tweet. I don't know.
I think that's a great way to get your name out.
Well, so is the Twin Towers thing with the mattress.
Yeah.
And now, then there's consequences to getting your name out.
So is the Twin Towers. And I'm like, yeah, we all know Osama bin Laden now.
Yeah, household name.
Final judgment.
If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is the part where we say the content that we have brought in, that we have endured as three of us now, Bryce, April, and myself, Cam, is a proof that God has abandoned us. April, 9/11 titties, OnlyFans, using 9/11 to...
$9.11.
To do it. Is God dead?
They seem to be doing it to themselves constantly, so maybe don't... Is he alive?
Is it a warning of like what not to do? Because someone like this always steps out of the trenches and runs towards the gunfire before you, and then you hear them get shot dead. And you go, "Oh, not going to do that one. Thought about it. Delete that from the draft ideas."
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. They should have stayed in drafts. Absolutely.
Yeah, like potentially it's one of those moments where it's God is alive for all of us. But in terms of, again, like there's so many perspectives here. Obviously, like the mattress thing could have been that too. But then all the victims and all the even just Americans who were connected to it and saw it and had their lives changed forever because of it. Are like, nah, like that's not great. So I'm gonna say like, it does remind me where it'll skew dead. I think more than just that. Sure, that is true that it teaches us whatever. But I think more than that is the strong feeling of like, not everything needs to be a segue. Like because today's 9/11, this is gonna happen. You can just be that, and separately you can do this. It's always I hate segue culture and people going like, man, you know. It's Christmas, so I'm doing the 12 days of titties. Like,
yeah, what's the hot topic at the moment? You know?
Yeah,
9/11, okay.
Christmas Eve's just a day for most. Just get just get your sail on and move on. Like it's because it's the first day of spring. I'll be putting a flower in my pussy. You could just go putting a flower in my pussy because I thought it'd be funny. Like it doesn't have to be the first day of spring. Just do the idea whenever you want. You know,
the algorithm's picking up 9/11 on that day.
That is very true. Oh, God. I mean, yeah. What would you guys do if the Queen died and you're an OnlyFans model just trying to get more clout?
Oh, I'm almost certain someone's already been like, damn, like time for some royal,
right?
These
cosplay.
Crown jewels, you know, like et cetera.
Be nice.
That's a treasure trove of content. I
saw a pretty good one that was like a Princess Diana smash or pass, but it was from the perspective of the concrete pole.
Oh my God. What brand did that?
That was just some dude.
Some dude.
And I was like, bruh.
Kellogg's were like ready. Oh, no, we're going to...
Queen Liv's just hitting smash.
Far out. So yeah, I'm saying dead for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to say dead because, I mean, she's getting the money. And she could be giving the money to something else.
Yeah, again. Oh, this is the other thing. Sorry. The side thing of it is when people say they're doing something to raise awareness, to honor, to do any of the above things that actually never get back to the people they're honoring or raising awareness for. It's like, today I'm going to be doing, today I'm going to get all the accolades and all the praise and all the everything. And also it's to raise money for mental health.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't really raise anything. Or to raise awareness, sorry. Not even raise money. It'd just be to raise awareness for mental health.
And it's literally like the most... see-through chess move. It's just I'm above criticism now.
Yeah, every time.
You can't critique me.
That's it. So that card is being pulled too hard at the moment, and I think yeah, it's something that we've got to put an end
to. Yeah, and then you add 9/11 to the mix as well, and you're like, whoa.
Because who knows? Like, yeah, one of the victims, I reckon she must have a screenshot somewhere of a 9/11 victim being like, just subscribe, thank you so much for like for this. It's been a hard day for me. And she'll go, whoop, careful.
Here's my card.
Careful with your criticism. Here's my card. Here's my card.
Your 9/11 card.
Yeah. Last thing I'll say, points for creativity though.
Yeah.
Pretty hard to get a model plane on short notice. Like, they're not exactly in the toy store.
Oh, no, I think this was very premeditative.
She's been on the calendar, like, you know, days
she's
of the
got a content
like,
calendar.
Yeah.
She's like, international talk like a pirate day. That's like the most, like, cringe brand to be in. Yeah.
Yeah, good on her, honestly. No, but God is dead. God is dead. 9/11 special.
Workout. This is a great video.
Oh, I already know this. Oh my God, because I was criticizing it in my head.
This is incredible.
All right, so we put this on the God is Dead feed pretty much on 9/11. We're on Australia's 9/11, 9/12, thanks to that sweet time zone that puts us ahead of everybody.
We love it.
But if you haven't seen, what it is the 9/11 tribute workout. And it goes like this. So this girl, she has a decent amount of followers. She's like 230K on TikTok. And she's using the Stairmaster. And what she's planning on doing is climbing 110 floors, because that's what the firemen had to do on 9/11. They had to climb up 110 floors of stairs. So she does this workout. She's dressed sort of like a typical fitness Fitspo influencer.
Big time.
No shade there. Although it's not what a fireman would be wearing, I suppose, which I saw quite a lot of comments about.
There are dudes that do run upstairs in fireman's gear, right? And to recreate it.
For us to be, hey, what was she wearing? That's not the angle we're taking on this 9/11 special. Just an interesting note.
Well, she says as well, honoring those who have fought for our country. So I guess you can't wear all the uniforms at once, you know, like you got to sort of seat down the middle. And showing respect to those who have fallen. And it's difficult, but just remember how difficult it was for the fireman.
That's like the cherry on top for me. It's like, it is difficult. I'm suffering right now. But it was way more difficult for them.
Yeah, super comparable. Then you see her, she continues on the Stairmaster. And now she's like over the rail holding the front of the Stairmaster.
Almost, her body's at like a right angle.
Which, as
like
we all know, is not a proper Stairmaster workout.
Hey, listen, if you are holding the sides on your treadmill, just know that the benefits are being diminished. So sometimes it's good to be safe, but also if you want maximum gains, handles are not to be held.
Yes,
that's
full
when it
contact.
Comes to Stairmaster, to treadmill. Really just watch yourself in those situations, because it's taking off the load from your legs. And
So that's actually why God is dead here, is she could have used the Stairmaster better. No,
the form's wrong. Joey Swole appears.
Yeah. He's like,
this is the reason why this is wrong. is that like good gym culture? From a Joey Swole's perspective, is that good?
Well, maybe. He'd probably love it, yeah. I reckon Joey Swole's the type of guy that would be very much on the like
hitting a big one of these
raising awareness type guy.
Interesting. Yeah, Joey Swell, sure. Duet this video and let us know, did you or did you not like the 9/11 Stairmaster tribute? So the way that video ends, just to finish it up, is she smiles at the camera and that's the 9/11 workout tribute,
and she's sweating and she looks hot.
Can't argue with the truth. All right, so from plain titties to sweaty Fitspo girl, 9/11 is hot now. But here's the thing. When I saw that video on TikTok, naturally, my nosy ass goes straight to the comments. And you know what I saw? Everybody was loving her. At this point in the journey of, I don't know, the Stairmaster video getting some traction, everybody's like, love this. We do this every year at my gym. And I'm like,
no, I know people that do that for sure. Like I've seen like CrossFit particularly love to do like a tribute workout.
Yeah, right.
9/11's a big one. Yeah,
and it made me think. Am I wrong?
Yeah, we wrong. Well, here's the authority.
Here's the comments on the God is Dead Instagram for like comparison. Right, this is a much more small sample size, but
much more, I don't know, jaded.
My friend Lachlan says, I want to see a 9/11 cum tribute. That's the top comment.
Me too, to be honest.
And then he says, regrettably, did come across one just before, so I guess he's already seen it. He's the guy who I found the vape cum video from.
Oh, true. 9.11
what are we
CCs.
Tributing?
But 9/11 with cum.
Like, is it a photo of the towers falling?
I don't know how you nut, like, nine nuts. Anyway, one dick, one pot. Yeah, it's hard. This person says, I love that this is the normalcy now.
That is, someone, freaky.
Wow, the Tower 7 erasure has gone too far, says this person. Okay, so
that was what Fliss said. I showed her the video and she goes, now do Pentagon.
Yeah, they say Gen Z have no respect. Thank God somebody called this shit out. I personally get annoyed when people do workouts in honor of people who died. Like, I don't directly hate on people who do it, but what are you respecting and honoring? You did a workout for yourself, posted it for clout for yourself. herself and names it after a dead person to feel good about yourself. Whoa.
I love the idea that that person just hates workouts in general. Like,
yeah.
Just like anti-gym culture in general. It's like, no, fuck that.
But look, it feels like mostly people are not into it. But you say on TikTok they're loving it.
Well, that was how it started.
Mm-hmm. And, then,
and as Dick, and then. Well, TikTok, obviously, like the thing that it's got both going for it and against it is that discovery, discoverability. Your shit goes into everybody's feeds.
Yeah.
And so it goes into everyone's feeds. And obviously, this becomes the meme of the day. And everyone's like, oh my God, Stairmaster workout. Even though this has been done by so many people before. Yeah. So now the comments go from, we do this at my gym. Love this. My dad died in 9/11. And this is awesome, to, oh my God, delete this. Like, all of those types
of comments.
You know
what? I'll take a stab in the dark. I reckon maybe a little bit of those comments probably were dialed up that wouldn't be there because it's a, like, quote, like, influencer girl. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
I reckon if it was some shredded dude or just, like, some normal-looking guy, people wouldn't be as maybe quick to go, this is for clout, this is back.
Yeah,
you know,
like, Joey Swoles did it.
Yes.
We were like, oh, it's fine.
Yes, Joey, yes, bro, I'm glad you did this. Bradley Martin, all those guys would probably get loved up for it, I reckon.
Yeah, but instead this is some lobster cage shit.
I think it's a smiling.
Yeah.
Like, that's true.
Yeah, like, I'd love to see other content compared to that. Like, are they smiling and kind of like looking all glistening at the end? Or they're just kind of like...
It's a little bit like when dudes will like post, you know, that influencers with a relevant captions page where it's like a guy will be like, it's like a abs pic and it will have a tattoo. It's like, damn, the Sri Lankan disaster at the moment is so sad. And people go, what's this got to do with it? Oh, I got that tattoo in Sri Lanka. It's like, right, but you were, you know, or even I see journalists all the time on Instagram. It'll be them mic'd up, posted up, like looking into the distance to flex that they are a journalist, but it will be like, damn, like the floods at the moment are crazy. Like, so sad.
Just using it as like a hot topic.
Oh, I saw a dude posting up a pic in, I believe, Vietnam, smiling, he's like fucking grinning ear to ear, right, on this boat. And the caption's like, damn, like I just realized about poverty and like it's so like so sad in Vietnam and all this stuff. It's so nice that everyone's happy here and stuff. Like, bro, don't post the smiling selfie with the life jacket on.
Like, the damn, just found out about racism. That shit sucks.
Yeah. WID, though. Yeah. Like, let's judge this.
Final judgment.
What are we thinking when it comes to the 9/11 tribute TikTok workout? Is God dead?
God's dust.
Why? Damn dust, even.
God's dust. I mean, like, it's just so, it's every year. Every year this seems to come up, and it's just like a horde of moments of people just trying to contentify it.
That is so true, and that is almost a wider message for terrorism and war and global disruption, is if we don't learn our history, we're doomed to repeat it.
Yeah,
right?
Very true.
And what we've seen on a larger scale is a huge empire like rise and potentially crumble, and we've seen that a lot, and people are like, oh, I'm so shocked this has happened, when it's like, you're kind of right on cue. Nevertheless, we're also seeing it with content.
Yeah, exactly.
People get blasted and flamed for using 9/11 for clout, and then they're like, what? Me too?
Mm.
But I should be the exception.
It's like when we were talking about that episode, we were talking about the... It was all in 2017. All of these sort of interactive media campaigns all ended the same way. The ones where it's like, if you want to be part of the virtual Mexican wave, the Walker's wave, post your selfie and you'll be in the wave. And then people are posting pedophiles and stuff and murderers. Yeah. And right. So that's like, okay, we learned from that. Then a couple months later, show your respect for the UK athletes that do awesome stuff by writing a message, and they'll hold it up in this virtual video and people are writing like, you know, blah, 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 9/11 was funny, whatever. And it's always this, huh? But, oh, we didn't think it would happen to us.
I had to think about that case again, and I wanted to review what I said in it because I was like, oh, yeah, you know, it's like you've seen these people fail and then you've done it. I was actually wondering if, with all of those things that did pop up in 2017, was it a lead time issue? Because sometimes those campaigns to build the tech, they're going over years. In which case, if
like,
they posted it and you've seen a train wreck, you're like,
oh,
shit, but we've already invested a couple hundred K into this.
Oh, yeah, true. Like, may as well go.
That's true. That's a very good point. But, like, a couple of years later, it's still happening.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, same with this. It's like, all right, the Twin Towers guys did their thing. These guys are doing their thing. You got to wonder when someone's going to go, you know what, this might just be one topic that never seems to hit. Like, even Walmart will post up, like, I believe it was, they did a 9/11
Coke can tribute?
Coke can thing, where it was like the American flag and there's like, you know, two big piles of Coke and it's lest we forget or we'll never forget. Again, you got to ask at that point, does Walmart think that people affected by 9/11 are seeing that magnet hand salute head, or are they going, this looks great for us because it shows that we're patriotic and care about people?
I think that there's like a patriotism in it, yeah.
Like are they donating money to 9/11 stuff?
Probably not.
Or is this their
$9.11?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the avatar of the guy that goes to Walmart? He's like, yeah. Like, there's like, I think it's just so much of that in the US that we don't
know.
Low
angle selfie in a truck.
Yeah, trucker's cap, like red, just red faced, like fucking America types. Yeah.
Yeah, because I guess what's the alternative, that you don't acknowledge 9/11 with a sale or a Coke can stack or a workout?
And why would you do that?
Oh yeah, that's honestly a great alternative. I don't know, like, is that what we're meant to do? Like, is the only thing that would make this video acceptable by the wider internet if they were a fireman, or if they had more of a connection, or if like the person was wearing a fireman suit,
maybe this person,
or if they were raising money for it?
Yeah, maybe they're falling victim to also the thing now where everyone thinks they need to say something about everything. So it's like, it's World Pride Day coming up.
Us.
Oreos, yeah, what we're doing right now. Oreos have made the rainbow Oreo emoji because they care about gay rights. Then it's like this guy sharing an infographic, and then Jim Beam is sharing an infographic, and then this is all happening. And so then a lot of that stuff is a bit
people
of
messaging like Windex. Use your platform.
Yeah. And it's like, well, hold on. Again, have we spoken to anyone in that community, and are they begging Windex to do that, or is it just like whatever? So this girl maybe had the best intentions, but then she gets lumped in, who knows, with the sort of like, not everyone needs to say something about this.
Very true. Yeah, like 200k TikTok followers, was it 250k or
something? maybe she's gone, all right, I have 200k, it's at about that time where I'm gonna start getting messages saying use your platform.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
How can I use it this week? Like, she might have put this pressure on herself, or maybe she's got messages going, hey, I don't see you like talking enough about the shit that matters, and so she's gone, hey, I'm a gym person, I could do this. Maybe she thought it was a perfect idea, because it's like, she can't jump on Instagram Live and start doing a debate with like AOC about like something, you know. She's like, but I can do this and I can get this to work. So who knows where it came from. I am leaning towards she didn't upload it to blow up in followers.
Yeah,
me too. I think it was just the idea of the day and she acted on it. And I think this might be something she does every year. I reckon God's dead because of the pylon. I'm going to defend her. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I co-sign the 9/11 workout, baby.
Cam will be doing it tonight on Instagram Live.
Yeah, fuck it, God's
and you
alive.
Can't you can't hold the rails.
Yeah, come on, bro. Don't be doing that. The fireman didn't get to hold the rails.
God is dead. Case 3.
Remember to.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is the menu.
Drink up.
This is the menu.
The dirty soda shop from a couple episodes ago. They've gone alcoholic finally.
The context with this is... So the context is there was this, like, I think it's a veterans clubhouse in the US.
Yeah.
And like with the previous cases, they have to say something.
Gotta
it's
be.
A veterans club.
Veterans in the name.
Absolutely. But have they said too much here?
Yeah.
So they've dropped this menu. It's Patriot Day 2022 Seafood Sunday. And it's... It's a pleasantly arranged JPEG, in my opinion.
We'll don't hate it. A lot of red, white, and blue going on. Oh, my God. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, I'll leave that one to the last, actually, because that's the juiciest one. So we got, like, the first responder flatbread. Looking pretty nice.
With a huge 9/11 logo up above it that says, remember, it's got the US flag. Oh, my God. First responder flatbread.
We've got the 9/11 oysters as well. Looking pretty juicy, pretty
what
tasty.
What makes them 9/11 oysters?
Are there 9 of them?
No, there's 6.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, of course.
I think they just ran out of names.
Yeah, right? That's the least creative of this.
Moving over to...
Oh, my God. Flight 93 redirect, a.k.a. hot crab dip with some other shit in there.
That one doesn't even say what food it is.
Yeah, no. It's like, oh, hot crab dip.
The Flight 93 redirect. Oh my God. Oh, that's so good. And it's got
every
this, like,
character's getting a shout out.
Yeah. So yeah, for everybody who's only listening, underneath is the picture of this like what looks like very American cuisine.
It's like a moussaka, this almost looks like from
yeah,
my
but
angle.
Way more cheesy looking. Like, yeah. You know, like my what's arteries are not surviving the Flight 93 redirect. One more casualty. And then underneath, you've got a freaking clip art of like some dorky little crab who's got some bung eyes.
Very cute. Like it's really winning me over.
Yeah, I know, but we're about to eat that as well.
$10 for that one as well. Freedom Flounder, which is a grilled fillet of I can't read it from here.
Soul?
Soul? Great, with fresh tomato, blah, 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 $18 for the freedom platter. I mean, I reckon that's the least controversial because they would say freedom for anything.
Yeah, yeah, freedom fries, like, or whatever.
Yeah, 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 they love freedom.
They got hard on for freedom over here. We got the Remembertini, which looks delicious.
Oh, now that is something I want to drink, the Remembertini. Just having a quick little overview of those ingredients. None of them are like themed. It's not like gin from New York or something like that. Then they've got, yeah, this very deep fried sort of Google image spec picture of two hands forming a heart, and they've got the American flag on them, and then it says 9/11 in them. Nice, classy little font. They have not cut out the background in this.
There's barely any white space here. They've filled every moment they can with
that, yeah, which I'm just going to say, that's the job of a graphic designer. No white space. If you have space on your page, you're doing the job wrong.
It's like dead air on a podcast.
Yeah, that's what graphic designers need to do. Also, Oscar bait movies. Where are the jokes? Put more jokes in. All right, what have we got here?
So we got the Pentagon pie.
Oh,
Pentagon pie. Sorry. It's not even in the shape of a pentagon.
But that's also like, it feels to me that's really not like in any way sad. Like the Pentagon pie, it's like a character. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like if you were to call it like based on emotions or something, but they're just based on the actual victims. Like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, you wait based on the victims.
Never forget sampler plate and. Oh my God, no.
The 2977 chowder. What's 2977?
That was the amount of people that died in the terrorist attacks.
And the one meal that looks like guts, do you know what I mean? Oh. Like, as well, mashed up fucking body parts.
The chowder. Wow. Those are two things that just shouldn't exist in the same sentence. This is so good.
Oh.
And hey, if you can't choose, you can always get the Never Forget sample.
If you're too picky. If you don't know which one to respect the most.
Oh my God. Oh my God. And I love like how matter-of-factly it's got the list. It'll be like two parts of the 2977s of show. Oh my God. Followed by two Remembertini cocktails. Fuck. Whoa. Me.
So they obviously, I think Twitter got a hold of this and it was over. It was over. Yeah. They've changed it to a football-themed luncheon.
Nice.
Can't go wrong there.
No, a couple of months early. It's not February everywhere, brother. Shit.
Final judgment.
God. Dead?
Oh, come on, man. Like, I mean, yeah, but like, also, hold on. Do we need to think more carefully about this before we dive in?
That's what I want to do here.
A little more critically?
Because, all right, look, sure. For us, like, overseas guys, like, it's pretty brazen. It's pretty sort of... But we have to remember, like, this is a different ball game. We're not on home turf here.
Yeah.
You know, this is like... It's already an emotion-charged day.
Oh.
You know? Newsflash. And... You know, I'm just trying to think, like, what would our parents' generation, if they were walking in and they saw that, I just feel like they wouldn't be as shocked for some reason. Not only by the names of the dishes, but the clip art as well. They would be sort of a little more, they take it in their stride. And I don't know why I have that feeling, but I just feel like this is a real generational divide.
Yeah,
how you feel
I
about
agree.
This.
Yeah, like really culturally as well. Because it's the same thing with the Walmart. Like, is there a problem there? Is there a problem? Because the people that are going to that club, we're not going.
I mean, the Walmart, the one with this is the 2977. And like, yeah, that shit is a little bit like, why would we pick that one? You know, it could have just been like, it could have been the firefighters, you know, martini. And it could have been, you know, the, oh my God, who knows what else? Like the hero burger. Like, you don't have to actually name individual elements of the disaster. Like, imagine like a barley bombing themed burger. Like, and like, you know, you wouldn't be naming all the individual things. You would just give the general themes. In fact, I would
recommend 9 layers.
I wouldn't even recommend doing it at all. But like, if you're going to go there, keep it vague. Like, fuck, you know, Anzac Day stuff, it wouldn't be like, you know, Dead Soldier Mondays. It would be like, you know,
respect Mondays.
I mean,
it was fresh in our memories.
Fresh in our memories, you know. It's...
Well, at least that is positive, yeah. So, like, I think before we gatekeep ourselves out of commentating on this American moment. Fucking oath we are. This is the freaking internet. So what I think is fucked is exactly that. It's like you have brainstormed anything that is related to 9/11. Also, a lot of people have had to greenlight this before this goes out. So, like, the chef, the graphic designer,
Can you guys make the 2977? Like, well, you know what that means when when we yell that out in the kitchen?
Like, it's like they've played word association, so they've got their menu, and it's almost like mix and match. So, okay, we've got the crab, we've got the chowder, we've got the freaking garlic bread or whatever. Okay, let's go. 9/11 words. What are they?
Never forget.
Al-Qaeda. George Bush.
Flight redirect.
Yeah, okay. Flight redirect. That's good. Okay, I'm writing that one down. Pentagon. News. Oh, yeah, because the Pentagon got hit as well, didn't it?
Twin Towers.
And the Pentagon's chocolate flavored, right? We all agree on that?
Oh my God. Pentagon, pie. Guys, I think this is our Mickey Mouse. I think it might be. Now, people died. Could we make like a falling man falafel? No, wait, what did you say? How many?
That was like 2977, was it?
That rolls off the tongue.
That rolls off the tongue heaps. Yeah, okay. People get that, right?
And I love chowder, so.
Yeah. Okay. No,
2977 chowder?
Love that. Yeah, because what more gets people in an appetized mood than remembering a death count?
Yeah, knowing the exact amount of... I mean, I'm sure they went, no, but you want to... No one can be left out. It's more respectful to name drop every single person. That's probably their logic. That would have been the counterpoint. Instead of like, I don't want to think of like a corpse like, you know.
Yes, you're so right. Yeah, trying to get into their head because like what we're saying with the like fresh in our memories, at least there is a shred of positivity to that. At least they could have, like you said, gone with the firefighters. But here, they've gone with all of the bad stuff.
All the things you don't like. It's like never forget, but also don't
use to sell chowder.
Yeah, and like
maybe that's
detail.
What the phrase should be. Maybe it should be rebranded. 9/11, never forget, and don't use 9/11 to sell crab.
Never forget and keep your business separate. Like, you know, yeah.
There is something so beautifully American, though.
There's
a real poetry to this.
I reckon, somewhat. You know, I doubt there was bad intentions here. It's just like a real, what do you put it? It's like when good when overzealous, like when you're really keen and you're making like a video or something and your parents get hold of it and they hear your podcast and they'll be like, oh, you should do a thing about this, you know? And in your head, you're like, that would be entirely inappropriate or it wouldn't work or whatever. It's that mindset of like, oh my God, we should do a theme thing. Yeah. All right. Does anyone here know clip art? Is anyone here a tech whiz? All right, sweet. Like, it's that and it's all this excitement just bundles into that. And yeah. I think, yeah.
Yeah, and like with I think the never forget culture as well, it is super like highlight every single thing that happened. It's like take minutes of what actually happened on the day. So yeah, it's kind of hard to critique it.
Yeah, and you got to think about like all the things in America that day. You know, you got like every sporting game would have some kind of like moment of silence, and they'd probably mention the 2977 people on this day. Like,
yeah, exactly.
All these would be words that are not out of the blue,
but they are when you put it to a chart. Marketing agencies, as opposed to these people who've woken up on 9/11 and seen somebody else do it, and they're like, "Quick, we got a race to get this one out." And they're racing so much they don't even question it.
Yeah,
again,
exactly.
It's like not everything needs a segue. Have a sale or have a big smorgasbord of things to try.
Yep.
And you could say, you just call it the never forget like meal. Like, not even like that sounds like McDonald's, but like, you know, it's like, you know, just don't, you don't have to go in that much depth of like zooming in on it that much of the situation. It's sort of like if you were going to go, again, you know, I'm sure on Australian sort of days of remembrance, they might have like a sausage sizzle and it might be like for the diggers sausage sizzle. And you go, cool, like this is raising money for my local RSL. But it wouldn't be like the blueprint of the war map and like here's where it all went wrong and like here's how your like great uncle got sort of like carried into this situation that he didn't anticipate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, would you like the Gallipoli gravy?
Yeah, bro. Like, fuck, no one's...
They're selling a turkey special.
It's implied. It's just implied. And like, ugh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's at the end of the day, just don't attach the chowder.
Not the one that looks the most like...
You know
like
what? Since you brought up World War One in Australia, I'm actually going to say we're all wrong. I think it's just one is more normalised than the other because do we not eat Anzac biscuits?
Should we stop that?
Oh. But like, they're called Anzac biscuits, not dead soldier biscuits. You know what I mean? Like, maybe you make...
Were you when the towers fell? I was not making clam chowder.
Yeah.
You know?
And Anzac biscuits were being eaten like... at the war, at least. That's why they named that, because it was actually like an ingenious kind of thing. It wasn't just like, it's not like an aftermath of it.
Yeah, you know yeah, I mean? I'll concede. A negative aftermath of it. It's not the redirect. All right, fuck it.
It's not reminding people of horror every time we buy it.
I tried to stick up for them. I couldn't. God's dead. Shout out April. Go check out April's podcast, 2FM, Two Fair Maidens.
Thank you. Yeah, please come check it out at 2FM, Two Fair Maidens on Instagram.
That's right. Think about that. Still got tour.
Check the dates. In the link, there's Brisbane, Newcastle, Canberra. Lots of seats. Will you be coming? Remember, it's not a live podcast. You can bring friends that haven't seen the show before. That is absolutely the vibe of it. I literally was talking to someone today who'd never seen the pod in their life. She's in her 40s.
Also,
she was loving it. Yeah. She was friggin' loving it.
Check out April, video cameras.
Truthless 69.
Bryce V. Mills, God is dead, not clickbait. Love you.
Case closed.